Sokala Duma Radio.
Thinning Touch is a long-standing feature of the Sokala Duma newspaper, where the newspaper sub-editor Lunga Adam catches up with former Mzansi football players from the days gone by. So, we've decided to extend the fun and bring to life some of those epic conversations in this radio format for you. What you're about to hear does not at all, at any stage, feature the player. This is an audio version of the interview between the journalist and the presenter, taken from the conversation between the journalist and the player. The player does not at all feature in this episode.
Sokala Duma Radio.
In this episode of Still in Touch, we speak to former Bush Bucks and Kaizer Chiefs defender Patrick Mayo.
Patrick Mayo, he says the best player that he has ever faced is Gerald Rapahlela as well as Jose Torrealba. The best player he's played with is Thabo Mngomeni and Shoes Mushweu. His biggest paycheck was 25,000 rand. His smallest paycheck, 1,200 rand. The former team that used the most muti was Thanda Royal Zulu. And then the teams that he played for, Mikau Warriors, Bushbucks, SuperSport United, Kaizer Chiefs, Thanda Royal Zulu, Bay United. And then the favorite current player, Andile Jali and Thulani Serero. Patrick, where did you enjoy your football the most?
It was at Bushbucks, definitely. You remember those glory days. And at Kaizer Chiefs. My roommate at Imbabala was Tsepo Ntswane, who liked making jokes. But the real funny characters were Cyril Nzama, Indozo Mzawuteni Nogwaza, Mzawuteni Nogwaza, Omongezi Malashe. The one incident I remember is that of Umongi Rula and Cyril. You know, Cyril, you know, he used to run too much at right back.
Yeah.
And then Umongi, one day, he is warning him. He says to him, don't run too much. You know, one of these days, I'll dribble you. Uzawuhlekwa nangabantu. And a week later, the coach picked two squads for a full game training. And Mongi and Cyril were in different squads. So Cyril says to Mongi, you won't do anything to me. I was also in the Knicks. Mongi is saying, Zagbonis. It wasn't long after the game had started when Mongi dribbled past to Cyril until he went out of the pitch flying. And Mongi telling him, you're making a laughing stock of yourself now. And Cyril couldn't believe that it was him who was on the ground, you know. We all paused training, laughing at him. Look, Mongi was a very clumsy player, but he had a football brain.
Sure. Who were the other funny characters?
Umalashe, sometimes, you know, you never knew whether he was telling the truth or simply joking. Sometimes he would pretend to be a journalist, you know, and phone a new player telling him to come downstairs for an interview, you know, those kind of antics.
Yeah.
The new player would go excitedly downstairs and wait for 30 minutes for this journalist. All this time would be looking at him from our room windows and would then tell him to come up and that it was a joke. That was our way of welcoming a player at Bushbucks.
Tell us about the Slaughterhouse.
The Slaughterhouse, the independent stadium. You know, that was our Slaughterhouse. And teams never really came out of there alive, you know.
Yeah.
It's a pity that we lost our coach, Todd Muloto, to the national team when he was coach. He went to coach Bafana Bafana. You know, that disturbed us a lot as a team. I remember we once had two Muti men from Swaziland. And we went to play in Bloemfontein, to play Bloemfontein Celtic. Immediately when we got there, they said, Sifuna Umfula. You know, they wanted the river. The club officials showed them and the players were there. They were instructed to go there. We were made to wash our faces with something that looked like strawberry yogurt. You know, I was a team captain and I was given a black coin to throw onto the center line. And when I went for the toss before the game, you know, and Celtic were the first to score and we equalized and we were like, yeah. You know, especially if we believe in it. You know, in the second half, Celtic scored the second goal. Such a sanam. But we couldn't equalize at the end of the game. We lost the game. In the dressing room, the two Muti men were busy packing their belongings in their briefcase. Surupasia's father, Uten, had already paid them, you know, and they promised that if we lose, then they would give the money back, you know.
Okay.
So Uten was not in the changing room after the game, and the two Muti men couldn't even look at us now. they wanted to leave as soon as they could, you know. They waved goodbye with Salani Kahle, but they met Dan on their way. Oh. And then he said in deep Xhosa, "Imali yam, makotin, imali yam."
That must have been hectic.
And remember, we always failed to beat Celtic in those days, you know. One time they beat us 5-0 and Dan was so angry. He was not there on that match day, so he came to training and screamed at us, "What a disgrace. Hey, niyasilaza, man. Remember umhlobo wonene?" And they are saying that you were walking, you were not even running, you know. And also, I remember we played Celtic in the Bob Stave Super Bowl in Mthatha, and we were leading 1-0. And then the pitch became waterlogged. It was raining, and the game had to be stopped. Sakonba, yo, asinoba phuncula tu this time around, you know. Because if we did, they beat us in the replay. We even used our own playing jerseys to wipe off the water from the field, you know. Big brooms were the order of the day. The game eventually continued, and at last, we ended up beating Celtic, finally.
Okay. Who was your funniest coach?
Victor Pondarengo was the best, you know. I remember one day, he called Siyabonga Nomvete, Nofmete, imagine. I said, "No, coach, it's Nomvete." And he's like, "Thank you very much. Thank you, Patrick." You know, and he used to say to the guys, "I love Patrick. Every time I make a wrong, Patrick correct me." You know, one time William Muge, the twin brother of Wilfred, he went to Durban to buy a car and he missed the training. And Uponarengo came to the changing room and said, "Brother, where's brother?" We didn't even know who he's talking about. But then it occurred that there's a twin brother within the room, you know, and he pointed to Wilfred and they said, "I'm talking to you." Then Wilfred told him that William had gone to buy a car. And Pondas was sharp with that. He didn't have a problem. Then the other day, it was Wilfred who was absent. And then Uponarengo goes to William and says, "Brother has gone to buy another car." You know, one time we went to play Vets and he promised us 1,000 each from his own pocket if we won the game. It was raining. We scored first and Vets came back. We scored again. If Vets up in there, equalized. Then they scored 2 more goals to make it 4-2. He scored. And Pondas was the first to go to the change room after the game and was fuming. When he got in, he was kicking the energy drinks, the ice cube, the cooler bag. He said, "I give you my money and this is the, you know." And I can't even say what he said on radio, what he said on the training field that day, you know. And he was about to get fired from the team because he was under pressure.
That's Pondas for you, eh?
Yeah, you know, one time we were traveling to a game and I was the one driving with Professor Ngobane sitting next to me and Pondas in the back seat, you know. It was hot and we wound down the windows to get some fresh air and we switched the air conditioner on. But Pondas kept on switching it off, you know. It was getting really hot and after a while, he switched it on again. Pondas looked at me and switched it off. Then the Professor said to me, "Hey, siyafa palomlungu." And I said, "Yeah, tell him. And as I was about to switch on the air conditioner, Upondas one bamba ngasandla and he says, "You want to freeze me to death, my friend?"
Thank you very much for your time, Patrick.
Thank you very much.
I was still in touch with former Kaiser Chiefs and Bushbucks player Patrick Mayo. Join us next week for another episode of Still in Touch.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.